Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 207. Today is Saturday, March 14th, 2020, or Sunday over here in Aussie land. I am your host, Lee Tarr, and joining me as my co-host this week is Execute. Hey, Execute, how are you?
Sup.
Sup. Thank you so much for coming and being in the co-hosting chair with me this week. Really appreciate it. However, super excited to have this fabulous woman back to have a chat with her and see what she's been up to. So Fair is here this week. Yay!
Hello. Glad to be here.
Yes, yes. We, because of the hiccup, about a month ago, when you were going to co-host with me, I think it was, and...
I had sound issues.
We had some hiccups, and it just didn't happen, so we thought, hey, let's get her back, let's have a chat and see what she's been busy doing, because, Fair's never doing anything much, ever, really. No,
nothing at all.
Exactly. So tell us, since it has been a little while since we have spoken to you, what have you been up to? And, I noticed there's not many show notes, so this will be a quick chat.
Well, I'll try to be quick. Anyway, it's been a while, as you say, but I've had two things that I've kind of focused on during that time. There was, as we all know, an extended holiday season. All those back-to-back holidays, I really miss them.
Yes.
More, please.
Yes.
I tried during that time to take advantage of any opportunities to get some levels on my irons, greens, even the tins, as well as working on my pacifist and working man's. Mm-hmm. One thing was fun during Love in the Air. I found some great spots for grinding some of those lovely charms, which I sometimes call lucky charms.
Yeah.
particularly, it was fun when I had some tunes at the top end of level range for a particular zone.
Okay.
For an example, it was great to farm the herds of Elix in the Shadowmoon Valley on Draenor using levels 108 to 110, particularly on the rogues. Okay. I had a green and a iron rogue.
They're yellow?
Actually a tin.
They're yellow mobs or red?
Yeah, they're yellow.
They're yellow, okay.
Actually, some were red too. Didn't matter.
Okay, all right.
You could use the rogue subtlety spec ability called Shuriken Storm, which is an AoE, and just toss that in a group and they would die and you would take very little damage.
Yep.
And you could just collect your charms and move along to the next batch. Actually felt like a mage tossing arcane blast or arcane explosions, just kind of running through them and throwing knives. It was kind of very cathartic for the usual pacifist person,
Yeah. Nice.
So anyway, once that ended, and all things do have to end, the thing about those is they didn't give much experience because you're at the very high end of your range, so it could last a while.
Yes.
You didn't level out of the zone too fast, but eventually I did, so, and that ended. Anyway, I've been back to trying to get my working man to max level now is my main goal.
And this is the working man that you started with the contest?
Actually, during the previous contest, but she wasn't a contest tune.
Okay.
She was already 90 at the start of that contest.
And excellent.
Died ignominiously.
Yes. That's, yes. Okay. All right. No worries. All right. Execute, can you take the next question, please?
Hang on. What was that word you just said?
I'm not familiar.
Ignominious? Did I get that wrong?
Yep. Definition, please.
Embarrassing.
I learned a new word today. Awesome.
Nice.
All right. So, what challenge or challenges are you currently focused on, and how come? And what class and race are you playing?
Well, the class on these is easy. It's a Night Elf. And the two I'm going to be talking about are Rogues and Druids. I do play some other things, but those are my go-to characters generally, especially for stealthy jobs like Working Man. At the moment, I'm focused on the Working Man and a pacifist. Since we're between holidays, some of those others are taking a bit of a break.
Yes.
As we just mentioned, I absolutely hated losing my first Working Man Druid at 110 due to dinging 110 in a Dark Shore dig site zone. And
yes.
Everything in the world changed, and I was one-shotted by a goblin while the ding screen was still active.
Yeah, yeah. Ouch.
That didn't make me happy.
No.
That way. Not happy. That was midway through the Working Man contest, even though she wasn't a contestant.
Mm-hmm.
So I started a new Working Man Night Elf Druid at that point. She is my currently active Working Man at 106.
Nice.
Night Elf Druid.
Nice.
I already had made a Night Elf Rogue in the contest at the time. She kind of stepped aside for the Druid because I just really wanted to do a Druid. That pissed me off that I lost that one at 110. So
yes.
I wanted to get back to that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not quite there yet. I'm 106, but working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also playing a Night Elf Rogue pacifist who's currently 80. She's mostly doing kind of chugging along, doing dailies, chest runs, easy or non-violent quests in Northrend.
Mm-hmm.
Heading for Pandaria at 81 because she wants to be a farmer.
Yeah.
What can you say? Farm, cook, fish.
Yes.
It's life, and also urban mine because Pandaria is good for that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all that ghost iron. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ghost iron's very good.
Yeah. I'm not doing any archaeology on the pacifist at the moment because I'm doing a lot of it on the Working Man.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a long time to even get used to the idea that I could kill something at a dig site on a Working Man.
Yes.
I was just so ingrained that I'm a pacifist, I cannot kill.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes a little faster now that I can kind of mow through some trolls in a site if I need to.
Trolls.
Kill some Naga or some harpies who annoy me.
Yeah.
I'm a druid, and even though she's a Working Man, she still has a few pacifist ethics, and she won't kill Moonkin.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. That's just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
So your Working Man's a druid, right?
The current one, I have my high level one is a druid, yes.
Then I'm assuming that means you have access to teleport Moonglade, yeah?
Sure do.
So have you set your Hearthstone somewhere on the southern end of Kalimdor then to do the same sort of thing I did with my monk?
Well, actually, no, but I'm going to be changing my Hearthstone at 109 because she's currently still Hearth in Darnassus. I get to the southern part of Kalimdor usually by taking the portal to Caverns of Time from Stormwind, which is easy to get to from Darnassus. So, I'm just lazy. I just never changed it. But that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I probably should set it somewhere down in Gadgetzan or something. It would make sense to me to do that. Because I do my archaeology mostly on the Kalimdor continent, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
You know, but and the other thing that I don't plan to do at 110 is I don't want to lose that teleport to Moonglade by getting teleported to the Dreamway for Legion. So I'll stop with doing the intro quest once I get my Dalaran Hearthstone for new Dalaran. I don't want to lose my chance to go directly to Moonglade. Have to mess around with the Dreamway.
Oh. There. Is that what it does at high level?
Yes. I recall it doing that on my regular Druid. I only have one normal high level Druid.
I don't remember.
Seem to think that. Yeah.
Okay.
It gets replaced with the Dreamwalk to the Dreamway, which is right inside the Druid class hall. And from there, there's like a little hub. Normally, most Druids used to run straight to it to get to the class hall, but there's one to Feralis and there's one to Moonglade, etc., etc.
Yeah,
for a while, some of them were kind of borked, but I think they're working again. I'll see what I feel like at the time.
Yeah, but the point is, though, for what you're doing, it's less convenient.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to move my hearth out of Darnassus for sure before 110, trust me.
Yeah.
Avoid Darkshore at all costs when I'm even 109, because I don't want
to. Yeah. And I suppose before we get to the other points that you want to make is when you dinged 110 in Darkshore, because that has been upgraded to the current content, it automatically put you in
instantly.
The BFA, the battles over that you've got in
Darkshore.
Yeah, in Darkshore and Arathi, and that you dinged, you were right there, and that is a really cruel way to lose your turn, which...
Yeah, I mean, I was in a dig site
in Darkshore,
on the island where the Nagas are, and all the Nagas were gone, and they were replaced by very evil little goblins who decided to shoot me.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. that's really rough. So again, but that's it's a good point to bring up, is watching where you're dinging in certain zones, especially with the weight levels.
92, because you don't want to get stuck in blasted lands then.
Yes,
happened to me.
Yes,
right. I remember that.
And even past then, entering blasted lands on a fly mount would sometimes dismount you because it's buggy like that.
Yeah, no, it's got to be careful. Exactly. But, these are things that sometimes you just don't think about. Like, you're just off leveling and, you're just like ding, ding, ding and doing what you need to do because you're so focused on leveling that the last thing you normally think about is, hang on, where am I while I ding? What ramifications is going to happen if I ding in these zones? Well, that's another little thing that we need to be aware of when you're on a challenge tune. So it's a lesson that we all can learn from for certain. But yeah, you were saying about that you're not doing archaeology, that you're focusing archaeology on your working man and not necessarily on the Passy at the moment.
Yeah, the Passy, normally I usually start doing archaeology, in her late 70s or something, but there's really no need. She still has Northrend quests, she has Pandaria things to do.
Yeah.
The reason is I don't want to do it on both is the whole okay to kill things mindset that I'm trying to
achieve
my working man.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing that archaeology on a passage with that mindset at all. Once the working man is through this, back to pacifist mindset. No more killing these things.
Yeah.
Would be too easy just to casually say, that Naga is in my way, you're dead.
Oops, yeah.
I'm dead. Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose that's one of the things that I think with a lot of us that do rotate through different types of challenges. I've always said one of the things for me, and I know there's quite a few others that will play, like I'll try and play my Passy first, so there's no killing. And then work my way through, pop over to a Bloodthirsty or an Iron or my normal tunes, because the last thing you want to be doing is, if you're off, kill, 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 and then go, oh, hang on, I need to hop on the Passy, and that brain fart of, forgetting that you're on a pacifist and losing your tune because you've just killed something would be pretty upsetting. I think I might be in the fetal position for for a while.
I can pretty much see it. Yeah.
Mm.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So
fair. Yeah, I was just thinking about something. So I know you're using Kalimdor for your archaeology. And I'm sure you're well aware that there's a limit of 4 dig sites that can be up on any given continent at a time. How many dig sites are in Darkshore? Do you know?
Yeah, let me just quickly add up. There's Zormstrand, and there's that Naga and Nazjavel Island.
Are there at least 4?
There's 3. There's one with Firbolgs over in Ashenvale, Ordal, Aran, or something like that. There's 3.
Because I was just thinking, if there's at least 4, you run the risk of having all 4 of them end up in Darkshore eventually, at which point you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I don't think there are 4.
Okay.
It's 3.
I remember when I was doing my archaeology for the contest tune, one of them spawned in Duskwood in the middle where the green dragon boss is, and I just didn't go anywhere near it, but that's just 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had 3 in zones any number of times. Hyjal, for example, I've had 3.
Mm-hmm.
Several times. But
is Ordum safe with the current content patch?
Yes, if you are careful. You have to port in through the portal in Stormwind, port into the capital city in Ulduum, and then you can talk to Zildormi there and get it to change. And it stays changed until you talk to her again.
Oh, okay. Yep. Of course.
Okay, I'm glad Ulduum does that, because Blasted Lands certainly doesn't.
No, it does not. Blasted Lands is very annoying in that respect.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Darkshore does it or not. I mean, I know there's a way to reverse it by talking to someone up in northern Darkshore, middle north Darkshore, but I don't know if it stays or not, so I haven't risked it.
Right.
But yeah, Ulduum does stay, at least from the time I tested it on.
Probably better to err on the side of caution. Dark Souls is a lot more dangerous than Blasted Plants is.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, I don't need those big sites. I can do something else. You know?
Yeah. That's true.
Can. I can go to Eastern Kingdoms. I can go to Outland or Northrend. It's not a problem. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be as easy and fast, but I'll live without those big sites. Thanks.
Yeah. And you don't have the, for those, you know how in, like, Pandaria, you can get those stone things that can change the dig sites. We don't have that.
Yeah, we don't have anything before Pandaria.
No. Yeah, so it makes it a bit rough. The guys are saying that your volume's a little low. Fair. Have you moved away from the mic a bit? At all? Like physically? Just checking. No?
Maybe she's tinkering with it.
Maybe. Okay.
I can go try. The mic is on my headset.
That's okay. That's right. No, they're just saying that.
I can try going to adjust the volume on Discord.
Okay.
If you want me to?
Yeah. Just try and up it just a little bit, and we'll see if that changes it just a tad. I've increased it on our call, so just to see. But because you were coming in really quite loud, really good at the first, but it seems to have just dropped, and I'm not really sure.
Okay, how is that?
Is that
any better?
I think that should be better. Louder. That's much louder.
Okay, yeah, I adjusted the volume in Discord. My apologies.
That's okay. That's all right. All right, so much better. Everyone says better. Okay, so.
In the meantime, welcome to the Archaeology Podcast.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's kind of what I do. I think I warned Lita that this might be an archaeology-centric kind of guest.
And
Bob only has 2 members, myself and Stir, join us.
Well, you know, I've been trying to do that. I kind of got interrupted at 110 before, but
yeah,
I was going to give you a run for your money.
Don't blame
Please,
you.
I need company. Stir keeps poking me with a stick.
Oh, yeah. Well, just you and Stir. I mean, that's kind of a little club there. We got to break that up. You know?
Boys club. Yeah, can't be the boys club. You know, need to change that, definitely. So, fair. With this year, obviously, you know, you're running your passes, you're working man, and, you know, everything else that you're doing. The goals, obviously, to get Working Man, as you know, that's been your focus.
Sooner rather than later. Yes.
Yes. So what else, other than the Working Man, what else is your goals for this year?
I'll probably do a lot more with the Passy. I mean, she'd be a backup Passy rogue at max level. I mean, I have one already, so I don't necessarily need another one, but it would make me feel better to have one. Once the Working Man things, I'll do some more things, I think, with my Green Man. I have a Druid rogue at 111, and I have two irons that I'd like to play a little with more with, a rogue at 103 and another Druid at 93.
Yeah.
All night elves, sorry, that's how it is. I do have a shaman who's in her early 100s, as I recall. She's a Draenei. She's a Green Man. I might play with her too. I like her too.
Okay. All right.
But I don't have any hard and fast goals for them. I'll do what I can with them. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to beat myself up if I don't hit max level on them.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's just, you know, try and focus. When you're an alcoholic,
focus, what's going to happen. Focus fair, that's not thing.
Yeah, focus fair. That's, here we go. There's a possible show title right there.
There you go.
Because it's not being directed at me, so yay. All right. Yeah, well, that should keep you busy for a bit anyway. So
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Execute. Last question, please.
All right, fair. What advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge turn? Any sort of helpful tips or tricks?
Yeah, I was thinking about everything that has been suggested. We talked a lot about playing a race in a class that you enjoy. One thing we haven't mentioned so much is pick whatever challenge really appeals to you. We haven't said that so much, but you know, there are a lot of choices of challenges. I mean, you could be an iron or a bloodthirsty or a passy, working, green, lots of choices. Not everybody is cut out for all of them in terms of the play style. At least not, I'm not. Personally, I don't have any bloodthirsty tunes. I think if I did, that poor tune would probably throw herself off a cliff by level 5. Assuming I hadn't already accepted too many quests. It's just not me.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, Nisi's got enough for all of us. It's fine.
She does. She can have my quota.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, but I know that, you know, like you, amazingly, you didn't think you wanted to be a pacifist, but now you are. That hasn't happened to me with Bloodthirsty yet, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I enjoy the other challenges. Pretty much, I've got some of everything. My preference that I'm playing at the moment tends to change with my mood, my mindset, my ISP's performance, my stress level.
Yes.
Just what I feel like focusing on. Sometimes all I have the energy to do is play a tin man, or my ISP is being unfriendly and I'm too afraid to do anything else. So that's the time I bring the tin man out and we scout around and do some things. But listen to how you feel and what challenge you want to work on at any given time. And certainly in picking your first challenge, it doesn't have to be anyone in particular. You don't have to start with an iron. You can start with a tin. You can start with a green or blood, whatever you want.
That's true. And you know what, guys? We've got 6 solo challenges now, you know, and 3 team challenges. So that's 9 challenges all up. There's lots of things that you can do. Be focused, like some people who are very focused and others that like to spread themselves over many. So
who have no focus at all, yes.
None whatsoever, which is fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. I was going to ask you about Classic. I know you've mentioned something in your week in WoW, but first off, I just wanted to ask before we get to our weeks in WoW with Classic, because I know that you've been running a iron? Like an iron?
I've done some iron type things in Classic. I kind of pause them around level 20-ish or early 20s,
yep,
just because, you know, I'm really waiting for that API.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we all?
It's kind of a struggle to get there. I mean, there's a lot of grinding involved, more grinding mm-hmm. than I really like. So I don't want to waste that if I don't have to. Yes. I've been running normals in Classic for the most part, and deciding that what I really want in Classic is an iron working man, even though you don't get any points for professions. It helps my soul.
I was going to say,
there's something to do.
Probably break it up a little bit more, doing a working as such, instead of just straight on.
I mean, it's not all about the money. I mean, yes, you can make more money that way, but it's really not all about that. It's about having something else to do, something else to focus on when you cannot go out and kill any more boars or whatever.
Yeah. That's true. Good old Classic. Yes. Alrighty. Well, then tell us.
I love Classic, by the way. So, I mean, yes. I love the nostalgia bomb from it. I mean, I do all those long, endless quest chains. So, yes, I remember where that thing is. Mm-hmm. I have to go around this corner and up the hill and down that valley.
Yes. There is much of that that is for certain. So, other than that, how has your work been? How has your week been in WoW?
Work.
Yeah. Right.
And the famous words of Beyond's everywhere. I've been focusing on the working man, Druid. She's been getting about a level per day at the rate I've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. She's 106 now.
Nice.
She's coming along fine. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I space out doing archaeology and I go do a little more cooking or fishing, whatever.
Yeah.
I've been working on my pacifist this past week, doing Northrend cooking and fishing dailies, safe quests in Northrend, lots of chest hunting. That's very lucrative for experience and cash there. She's just 80, about halfway through 80. So we'll go to Pandaria and she'll become a farmer.
Yeah. Nice.
My other working man, the one from the actual original challenge that I made first, is just kind of cooking and fishing, occasionally doing a delivery quest, but she's really on the back burner at the moment. But I just do my cooking and fishing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been spending some time on my regular mage in Classic, doing some quests, exploring some areas, checking out quest chains that might be good for irons or might not. She doesn't die much, but on the other hand, she's wearing nice greens. I don't do dungeons or anything, but I am a tailor, so I make things to wear.
Yeah.
And she makes money doing tailoring. So.
And how are you finding mage in Classic?
I love it. She's great. She's a frost mage. That was one of my first mains back in vanilla. I had a druid and a mage.
Yeah.
And my mage has always been a tailor, and I make money selling shirts and other non-functional fashion accessories. I stay out of the bag market. There's no margin. It's too small there. But
yeah.
I just like doing it. It's fun. I like playing with the economy a little bit.
Making money is always fun. It's always good.
Yeah, I like that. You know,
yeah,
I can afford riding once I get there. She's the one I'm mostly on right now is only 25. I have one who's 43 and who does have her riding.
But, yep. Nice. All right. Now, before I move on, quick question about going back to archaeology, because, you know, it pick the brains of the people that know all these stuff. This is and a good reason why I've got actually both of you, because I know that you're more focused on Kalimdor, and Execute, when he was leveling his working man, was very focused on Eastern Kingdoms. And admittedly, like, I'm doing it as a passy, so I can't kill things. But Kalimdor side for you, has there been any issues with any dig sites, even as a passy? Because I know that you would say that has been a couple of dig sites
in the past. There. Yeah.
Which areas to avoid?
It depends on your level. At the level you're at now, at like 112, you shouldn't have any problem.
Okay.
When I start out and I'm only 78 or something, mm-hmm. there are a couple of sites where there's a lot of pathing people, a lot of pathing mobs that I just don't really like at the lower levels. I mean, like the site in Desolus Sargeron or something it's called. There are lots of stealthed demons.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like those guys much.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
Especially on a passy. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I just sort of give them a moonbeam and say goodbye.
Yeah, because you can kill them. Exactly.
Because I can do that, yes.
Yes.
But yeah, for the most part, the Kalimdor sites are okay. Okay. I don't have any that I totally... Oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
There's a site in Hyjal that I really don't like. The Shrine of Goldrin. I mean, I can do it now at, you know, over 100. Uh-huh. I don't like all those Worgens that charge around there. And some of the dig site nodes are right under their feet.
Oh.
And they don't move for long, you know?
Yep.
I try to get them to move, quickly root them, get in there, grab the thing. But, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's really the site I don't like the most in Kalimdor.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Execute, for you, I know that you were doing it on Working Man as well. Was there any issue sites for you or not really?
For me, the main issue site was any site that could spawn in Blasted Lands, just because of the bugged phasing, how it would sometimes dismount when you fly into the zone.
Yeah.
But that's on a Working Man where you can kill mobs. Eastern Kingdoms has a lot of troll dig sites.
Yes.
And I think all the troll dig sites are very, very dense with mobs, which wasn't a problem for me. But if you're a pacifist, they might just be too dense for you to even get them done.
I hate them on a pacifist. I hate them. I can't believe you're doing it, Lita. I'm really impressed.
Well, I am a rogue, so I can sap. I can stealth and I can vanish, and trust me, those troll ones are really, some of them in STV are very, very tight, and I am learning so much patience. It's crazy. But
there's also one specific big site up in Hinterlands. I'm singling this one out because I know it spooked the heck out of Stir when he was asking me questions about it.
Yeah.
It points you very close to some Horde NPCs.
Yes.
They don't. Very. If you do manage to aggro these NPCs, they don't spawn any like capped guards or anything, but they do PvP flag you.
Yeah. Yeah. Run away. And there is a safe distance from not aggroing them, which normally can get I had one there the other day actually where it's right behind that pillar tome whatever that's near them, and I was very careful. Didn't aggro them, but still you hold your breath the whole time.
Well, it's a spooky one just because of PvP flags if you get too close.
That's scary.
It's one of those things that, you know, if you get one shot, I'm gonna cry. You're all gonna hear me no matter what. It's just gonna be like anguish. But quick question, Fair, for a druid passy, what's the safest way to encounter a dig site on a druid passy? Because obviously, you know, there's my mate Chris over there on her pacifist, who is a druid, and you know, she does not have the availability as a rogue as I do, like with my stealthy sap and things like that. So as a druid, what things would you advise when you get to a dig site?
Okay, that actually relates to a tip I was going to present later, but let me give it now.
Okay.
Use terrain and elevation to your advantage. Do some surveying. When you come to a site, don't immediately land on the ground. Land on a building or a ruin or a roof or something and do your survey from there initially. Point yourself in the right direction as much as you can from above the crowd. That way you don't have to worry about landing in the middle of that group of trolls at the camp if you don't have to.
Yeah.
Maybe the dig site is, the node is on the other side of that particular building or ruin. So use terrain to your advantage. Use elevation to your advantage.
Yeah.
Watch the pathing. Patience. Sit up there on that roof and watch those guys go back and forth and see how long it takes them and whether you can get in there and dig.
Yeah.
Because druids don't have much for crowd control. I mean, you can root them, but not casters doesn't help you.
Yeah.
So if you know that you're dealing, like in that Shrine of Goldrin, you're dealing sometimes with a non-caster, you have an idea where that site is that you need to dig from past experience or whatever, root the guy when he's away, get in there and get it. But it's difficult on a passy. It really is. I mean, on a druid passy. My first pacifist was a druid. And obviously hitting instant flight as soon as you're done is important. Instant flight saves you sometimes. But but what I was noticing this time around when I started a little lower level than I do sometimes, use the terrain, use the buildings. I noticed, especially like in Naga ruins or troll ruins, it's good to stand up on those walls. They don't aggro you from the ground. See where you have to go before you jump in there. So I don't I don't trust my stealth sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Once you get way over level, you're fine with druid stealth. But if you're close to their level or still, if they're still green, they could see through your stealth sometimes as a druid. It's not as good as rogue stealth.
Yeah. Okay.
And you also don't have cyclone anymore because it's an old honor talent now, isn't it?
You don't have which? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Cyclone.
No, you don't have that.
Bago.
Okay. No.
What you have is root.
Root, yeah. I was going to say that's probably something that I've also not really utilized myself. So that is an awesome, awesome tip. So I think we can all benefit from that one. So so thank you. Lots of wonderful information, as I knew we would get from you. So thank you for that.
More archaeology than anybody ever wanted.
Hey, look,
it's
you know.
Funny to me to think about you two like thinking of all these ways to CC mobs and sneak in. Meanwhile, I just walk in and chuck beer at the mobs and call it a day.
Yes,
I can't really.
I can't do that. I can't do that. So yeah, it's just being patience. Yes. Anyway, execute. What have you been up to this week?
Well, I've not been doing anything challenge-related at all. I've been way too busy with the current content patch.
Yes.
Because I got 11 captoons that I actively play, which
only
means
11.
I've also got... Yeah, which means I've got 11 legendary cloaks I have to manage. So
Focus,
I've been doing...
execute.
You ain't my boss, don't tell me what to do. So I've been
You're
doing
right.
a lot of horrific visions, and let me just put this soapbox right here. Because you, leader of all people, would know that, because you've had to listen to me complaining at length over this past week, haven't you? I mean, what have I been complaining about? I've been complaining about Rexxar and Sanity Potion Spawn RNG, and Rexxar and Scorched Feet launching my ass all over the place, and Rexxar and testosterone-fueled orc women, and Rexxar. But despite having all that to complain about, I'm actually having tons of fun with visions.
There we
I think playing challenge tunes actually sort of prepares you in a way for them. Because you're kind of already familiar with the mindset that death has that sort of core to finality to it. The main difference between, say, an iron run and a vision, though, is that you can't really take your time in a vision because your sanity's on the clock.
Yes.
You've got to move quick.
Yes.
But I still see a lot of parallels between, say, doing a vision and doing an iron run. Just because you get used to doing the same thing over and over and having to do it right. Sort of like an Iron Man, you can run visions as a solo challenge, unlike, say, Mythic Plus. Yeah. It's a similar sort of act of repetition, as it were. So, mm-hmm. you know, practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Yes.
I've also still been going for that stupid non-existent mount from BRFU. No luck, but I did see in the patch notes about an alleged increase to the drop rate. I know Stone saw it too.
Yes.
So, with any luck, we can get out of this club of suck at some point.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
P.S. Good luck. Stuff Rexar's ads. Hate them.
Yes, yes. Those are the exact words that you use when you tell me about it. That is true. Not. But
I hate them so much, I can't even enjoy their cutesy, like, spin-off of Huffer names.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like Chuffer and Snuffer and Kathuffer?
Yeah. But, you know, it's fun and games. You are, as you said, you are running 11 normal tunes through there. So, yeah, it's keeping you very busy at the moment. There's a lot of content. I mean, that is the amazing thing about this game. Whether you're doing normal, whether you're doing challenge tunes, whether you just want to do whatever you want to do, there is a lot of content to be played. So enjoy, have fun, and all of those kind of things. So good luck on BRFU this week. Fingers crossed.
You of all people should be grateful, though. I mean, Rexar has managed to annoy me more than your Voidwalker ever did.
Well, there you go. There's yay one for Voidy. Voidy's...
Well, you're saying something for Voidy there.
I know. Poor, yeah. Poor execute. Voidy would just pull... Anyway. Yes. One of these days we'll get back to teams, huh? One of these
in
days.
In both cases, my sanity is what's under threat.
That is true. Yes. Anyway, good luck this week. Good luck this week. Okay, so just quickly from me, I did play a couple of challenge tunes this week. Both of them happen to be pacifists. Fair. Look at me. What's going on?
I have corrupted you.
You have. And I must admit, I got a couple levels on my Tauren Druid, and she hit 67. And you know what? I had been doing up till 65. She was just doing, well, obviously we had anniversary, we had, you know, love, we had the various world events and all of that. But I actually dinged once I hit 65. I got some archaeology. I took her to a couple in Kalimdor, which I normally don't do Kalimdor. So I was like, let's go try this out, because I know Fair says that she does up and down along here, so I'm going to try this on my druid. And then when I hit 66, I just went, you know what, there's only one place I'm going to go. I've just hit 66, where am I going to go? Chris will know exactly what I'm talking about. So I go to Northrend, and I head to Shalazar, because I'm going to be...
Yeah, the big Shalazar.
Yes, I'm going to be doing the Shalazar basin dance of picking herbs and mining ore. Off to the jungle, baby. Yep, welcome to the jungle. That is what it's going to be about. So I decided I'd do around and see how it felt going around on the druid. And no real problems. So I dinged 67, so I was like, yay, all right, we got a couple levels this week, so I'm really happy about that. And she's over there, so that's good. And then my Night Elf Rogue, who's been pretty muchly, if not doing fishing, cooking tailies in Stormwind, has been out doing archaeology. And yes, she's in Eastern Kingdoms. Bloody troll dig sites, I tell ya. But we hit 113, so
congratulations.
Thank you. It's very tense. Normally digging is, I do love digging. Digging is like one of my most favorite things. I keep telling you this, it is true. However, on the pacifist, it becomes a little like very nerve-wracking. So I think we might have to explore Kalimdor, just because the trolls are really starting to piss me off. They keep sending me down to STV and pretty much like giving me, there's one big site, the bottom, where is it? Bottom right of Northern Stranglethorn. And there's a whole, there's a heap of trolls. Like it's a fairly big dig site. I can't think of the ruins of Malara or something like that. But there's a lot. There's panthers and trolls and lots of padding back and forth. And every time...
Is that the one where there's one pack that's like three guys
running around? I think there is. There's quite a lot of padding and a lot of the trolls have panthers. And every single time I go down there, you know, it's just like when it comes to, okay, solve, it's right here. And I go, solve. And sure enough, you know, the troll standing about, you know, like 10 meters away from me. But no, the artifact, the fragment, it pops up right where the troll is.
Of course.
And I'm like, right? So yeah, it's a little frustrating. It's
check out Kalimdor, because I don't know the Horde side, but this is an Alliance rogue. There are some sites in Kalimdor that I have a feeling are probably Alliance only. Liking those.
All right. I might just need to explore it. I haven't really done Kalimdor since I did my main a lot of digging over there a very long time ago, but I think we need to explore that. So, you know, so we're getting there, as I said. 113 on a pacifist. What? Yeah, crazy. Anyway, I am really enjoying it fair. So, you know, again, apologies for me not necessarily poo-pooing the idea all these years, but definitely a convert. Passy has been a lot of fun, which has greatly surprised me. So never say never, people. that's the moral of this story. Never say never. All right. Let's have a look. Let's go on to, where's my news bumper? All right, here it is.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right, so just a couple of things, guys. We have switched over. Alminia wanted me to let you know we have switched over to the new API that technically starts tomorrow, but the website's running off that. So just so you all are aware of that. As you know, he's been busy working on the website and doing all the things. And again, if there's any hiccups, please let us know. Let the mods know. We will pass this on. He has been very busy, and again, we do greatly appreciate all that he has been doing for us. The way that the data is, basically, Blizzard has changed all of that because of the California rules as to data and things like that, so hence why the changes have had to come in. But we are still working through and talking to Blizzard as to the best way that they're... Still haven't quite defined exactly how things are. So at least the new API stuff is coming in. So we will let you more as that comes to fruition. As to the only other thing I think I've really got to say, because there's not really much happening for a bit. I don't think there's any world events coming up just yet, but we do have a 20% off everything in the Spreadshirt store from the 18th to the 20th. So, you know, if you're after some gear, anything that you get goes to help support the website. So pop over to Spreadshirt. We have got a shop there. All right. So, yeah, time zones seems to be time zones, things, times, you know, real life. That's one of the big things that's that we do want to mention. If there are issues, definitely. Thank you, Nisi. That's Un'Goro madness starts, stay out of Un'Goro. Probably a good point anyway. Un'Goro is not necessarily the best place for a challenge soon, as some people would be well aware of. Okay, state of the challenges, guys. Let's do that. Fair, do you want to start with the irons for me, please?
Okay, it's been a rough week for the irons. Mm-hmm. But we'll start at level 10. Number 10 position, Iron Wolfie at level 54. 9 is Belfaluk at 60. Number 8, Kitty Fox, 62, RIP, that's sad. Mm-hmm. Number 7 is Janglerb at 63. Hrothgarn is number 6 at 66. Excuse me, 68. Number 5 is Iron Stars at 70. And we have 2 RIPs in a row. This is sad. Yes. Both at 88. Zayarelli at 88 RIP. So sorry, Zaya. Mm-hmm. And Kittyster also at 88. I've been saying 68. That's wrong. So both 88 RIP. Mm-hmm. And that's very sad. Number 2 is 97, who is, in fact, 98. And another RIP is Iron Azzy, RIP at 107.
What's going on, guys?
This is very sad.
Not my turn, Azzy. No. Keep your voodoo off me. Thank you very much. Rough week. I don't even know, Stir. What got Stir?
Poor Azzy, man.
Azzy, what happened
no
with...
No toilet paper, no life.
I know. No toilet paper. Toilet paper gate is all happening everywhere. Zaya, it wasn't this... I know one of Zaya's toons had equipped something. I think that
That's
was his
green.
Yeah, I'm not That's sure green. What happened with this one, Zaya. I think you did say, I can't remember. And I'm not sure. Guys, look, commiserations. Definitely rough week there for the irons right across. So, best
I think
of...
Kittyster might have had a druid stealth failure.
Ouch. I'm pretty sure Stir's off and running on another one, though. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he's in his 20s at least.
Someone in a lake? Maybe? Yeah, Timeless Isle, Elite, Sword to Shudder. Ow, Stir, so sorry. Planks, Zaya was Planks at the bottom of the lake for the farm. Aha, there
Ooh,
we go. Guys,
that's a
bad
one.
so sorry. Damn, okay, Azzy, stop. Just stop, okay? Azzy, 102 and 107? No, just come on, you can do it. We know you can do it. All right, Bloods. Let's look at the Bloods this week. Execute, can you do those for me, please?
Before I do, I just want to say, what on earth? I just looked through the rest of the lists and noticed the one of them in teams.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that's not blue.
Yeah.
It's not my problem.
You're welcome. No, I'm kidding.
All
right. There's a few.
Bloods this week. Number 10, we have Ensorcel at 33. Number 9, we have Bloodred at 38. Number 8, we have Murloc Killer at 43. And number 7, we have Bloodcell, also 43. Number 6, we have Naughty Taco at 46.
Yes.
Number 5, we have Lockzorts at 54. Number 4, we have Nisi at 64. Number 3, we have Five Chesty at 82. What on earth? This guy. How does
Five.
He do it?
I don't know.
That's a lunatic. I'm so impressed by, like, every time I see this character just go up.
He's amazing.
Number 2, we have Soul Snuffer at 97. And number 1 this week for Bloods, we have Soul Stone at 108.
Well done, Nisi. Look at that. Very nice work, Bloods. Well done. Alrighty, excuse me. Pacifist Fair, who have we got, please?
Okay, in 10th position, we have Zaya Passy at 20. Oxy Foxy R.I.P. 26.
It's a good
name. It is a great name, and that's very sad.
Yes.
Number 8, Peacenik at 38. Number 33. 7. 33, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Yeah,
my vision is what it is. So.
That's okay.
Okay. Number 7, Pass 14.
Mm-hmm.
Pass 14. Oh, that's a good name. 42. Number 6.
Uh-oh. Did we lose?
Oh, I'm sorry. Push to talk, please, stupid fair.
I was like, you're there, and there was, like, dead silence.
There's the blooper.
There's the blooper, absolutely. Sorry about that.
You're right.
Number 6, Angel, whatever it is, mm-hmm. at 42. Number 5, Nacelles at 58. Passy-Lita, number 4 at 67. My Passy Ferris Sky is 80, number 3. Number 2, 5 Chesty at 82. Amazing.
Five.
And number 1, of course, Passy-Lita, 113. Congrats.
I know. Stones like the anticipation because it was kind of like the pause. It was, and it was like...
Oh, sorry.
It was a good...
dramatic build-up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's this push-to-talk thing, sorry.
Oh, good. Oh, good. All right.
Do you know if Oxy Foxy, I know they're dead, but do you know if that person was a Volpera? I hope they were with that name.
I have no idea. Honestly, don't know.
It would
know.
Be a great Volpera name.
It would be. Absolutely.
My favorite Volpera name that I've seen so far is definitely No Fox Given. I was laughing at that for like 2 hours like an idiot.
It's a good one. All right. Okay, tins. Execute, please.
All right. We have 5 tins this week. Number 5, we have Veronica at 17. Number 4, we have Maracity at 20. Number 3, we have Cafalar at 29. Number two, we have Grenkali at 48. And number 1 this week for tins, we have Zaya Riley at 91.
Nice. Fair. Does that work?
Hey, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, that's all right. Sorry. My bad. I should have remembered, and my bad for not doing that. All right. Greens, go for it.
Okay, greens, we have another kind of sad list. But at number 10, safe. Zaya Gillow
mm-hmm.
at 45.
Yep.
Number 9, Incredi-Hulk. That's a good name. 47. Number 8, R.I.P. Sekka at 58. Or 53, sorry. 8s and 3s are still hard for me. It's my eyes, sorry. Number 7, Green Issa at 74.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Half for more at 80.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Crunchy, 85, R.I.P. So sorry.
Yeah.
Number 4, Green Cell, 86. Number 3, Greenadelic. That's a good name. 98. Oh, R.I.P.
Is that Rogue Slayer? I think that's Rogue Slayer.
That's very sad.
Rogue Slayer.
Number
Ouch.
2, Dandelar, 99. And number 1, Feratot, 116. Congrats.
Well done, but ouch. Damn, guys, that's green list a little bit rough there. It is, okay, so Greenadelic, I thought it was. That is Rogue Slayer. And Cell is doing, look at Cell. He's like right across. Another one.
Cells everywhere. Yeah.
Cells everywhere. That's such a good show title. I'll have to use it when I get him back on. That's a good one.
It is. That's great.
Cells everywhere.
He's been working a lot. I see him on all the time.
Yeah. She died on that Working Man this morning. Well, I was going to say, we're getting a Working Man right now, Nisi. So here we go. Execute. Who have we got this week?
Well, conveniently enough for working man, at number 10, starting off the list, we have Working Cell at 16.
There we go.
Number 9, we have Hurricane, also 16. Number 8, we have Zaya Wallach. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, Zaya, at 25. Number 7, we have Hurricane. Why is he on the list twice?
Because this is the one, it looks like he's lost the 29.
Oh, it's a reroll.
Deleted,
okay.
Rerolled, then he's back up to 16. So, yeah.
And the API updated that quick. Nice. Number 7 is Hurricane at 29, unfortunately, RIP. Number 6 is Feriona at 47. Number 5 is Joyful Colon at 53, but RIP.
That's Rogue Slayer.
That was Rogue Slayer's turn?
Yep, as well.
Number 4, we have Work at Azzy at 65. Number 3, we have Zaya Weyer at 75, also RIP.
Yep.
Number 2, we have Five Passy Panda at 78. Number 1, we have Fair Winter at 106. What on earth? Did the coronavirus like make its way to Azeroth? Why is there so much death?
There's a lot.
The challenges this week?
It's been a very rough week. Well, I know Zaya's was
what,
the equip.
10 dead tunes so far.
That's keep going. 14. I think there's like 14 on this week's, which is, yeah, there's a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
yeah.
8, 9, 10, 11. I miscounted.
3, 6. Did you scroll up? 7.
Yeah,
okay.
I went up from Bear Winter.
Oh, okay. All right. I was counting stuff twice because, you know, that's what I do.
There is a lot of death this week.
There is. It's been a very rough week. Zaya's was equip. Zaya, rough on that. Not sure what's happened with Rogue Slayer. I'm sure that when we catch up, she will let us know. And I'm thinking Hurricane, I'm pretty sure is Nobby. Isn't it? I'm pretty sure that's Nobby's, one of Nobby's tunes. So, technically, Zaya were equipped in blue. Yeah, Zaya.
I guarantee
still
you,
out.
None of these dead tunes had toilet paper.
No. No, I think we've all established that. And Azzy, what's this? A 65 on a working man. Focus, Azzy. Focus. All right. Let's have a look
at
teams.
What's the expression about glass houses and throwing stones?
Hey, look, I've always said I don't focus on very much at all, so everyone knows that. That is Nobby. Thank you. Thank you, I thought it was. All right, so Iron Teams. Fair, do you want to do that one for B? Nobody
sure,
knows
we have
me.
Three Iron Teams.
Yes.
Shapeshiftments?
Sure.
sure. 31. R.I.P. Add to that death count.
Yep.
This is sad. okay. Second one. Homer.
Yeah. Don't. Sure.
I don't know that language, I'm afraid. Level 35. Alive.
Yes.
Yay.
Yep.
Number one. Light and Lightning at 85. Congrats.
Yes. They're still going, which is awesome. But yeah, so if we get the names wrong, guys, sorry, you know, we're doing
yeah, apologies
best.
For mangling the names.
We do the best that we can. So yeah. All right, let's have a look at the other teams. Execute. Who have we got for Bloods, please?
Look, Fair, no one's going to blame you. That name came pre-packaged and mangled. Okay.
It did.
All right. Blood teams. We got one this week. It's Five Finger Death Dog, Death Taco, Double Dip. Talking is hard at level 34. That's our only blood team this week.
Yes.
For green teams, we have two. Number two, we have You Don't Know You Weren't There at level 36. And number one, we have Never Give Up at 44.
Nice. Nice. Well, again, commiserations on a rough week right across the board, guys. If you lost
rough
your tune.
Is an understatement.
Yeah, so sorry to see all of that there. But again, well done. And everyone's been very busy leveling, which is fantastic. So good luck on this coming week with your tunes. And we will find out next week how everyone's gone. But yeah, it's hopefully lessons learned. I know deaths are very rough, but lessons learned is hopefully the best thing that I can say to take out from that.
I All definitely right. feel the worst for Azzy. 107 has to hurt like hell.
Yeah, Azzy, just, you know, just stop, Azzy, okay? Focus, Azzy, focus. Mind you, he's doing really well on his
working
man.
His working man is doing good.
I know. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it?
That was a fair effort.
As he's doing a working man tune, he's doing something different than an iron. And he's probably going to be like, hey, hang on, I've got a pacifist and I've got a bloodthirsty. And I'll be like, yeah. Anyway. Gotta give him a bit of cheek. Okay, so where is my bumper? Here we go. You got a 33 passy. Azzy, look at you go. Well done. Okay, so let's go into this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit-Chat.
Oh, Zorts. Damn, love that man. He is awesome. Have to get him back on so we can do that one live again. I do like that.
I need that as my phone's message tone.
It is a very good one. Sending much hearts his way, because I hear he is back working, which is fantastic. Hearts to you, Zorts. Well done. Congratulations. Alrighty. Okay, so as we like to always start Chit-Chat off with, you know, it's tradition. Don't want to mess around with tradition. So let me play the bumper. I would say it's the bumper of all bumpers, but just to stir Azzy a little bit. But here we go. Here's his bumper.
It's Azzy's pun.
Still, it makes me smile. Yeah, it does. It makes me smile every single time. So, fair. Take it away.
Okay, from Azzy. Why does Spider-Man always answer the phone right away? Because with great power comes great responsibility. That's great.
I actually really liked that one when
it's
I read it.
It's very cute. Again, Azzy, look, I like where you're going with this stuff. It's really good. Really good. Not bad. It's not bad. I noticed that Stir's in there going, boo, get off the stage, just practicing.
He's masquerading as Zorts.
Yeah, I think Zorts might be off working. So, you know, somebody needs to step up and be able to do that. So thank you. Hey, Tiber. It's a very cute one. So we do appreciate that.
You forgot the caps lock there, Stir.
Yeah, I was going to say. Caps lock is very important. All right. Okay, we did get a question this week. Execute, can you take that one, please?
We did. It's from Rusty, who asks, does anyone know where the lower level plate vendors are in Org or Thunderbluff? First time doing a Paladin. Horde side only found a high level one. So this got a response from both Zaya and Nisi, who said there are no low-level plate white gear vendors. They think it starts at 45 to be able to buy a white plate from a vendor. I can confirm it is 45. That is the level where you can first purchase the plate. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you can buy it before then, but you can't equip it until 45, so there's no point.
Yeah.
Low-level plate quest rewards are a very new thing. It used to be you had to wear mail until 40 or 50. I think it was 40, if memory serves.
40.
However, doing quests in the various starting zones will give you plate rewards that scale. White plate that is true up to level 60. At 54, one of them got 7 upgrades from the 45 plate set by doing the Karanos quest, which is the dwarf starting area. And the same is true of weapons, by the way, which is quite important for certain classes. This person's Horde, so they can't take advantage of the Azimuth Isle bug if it's still in existence. I'm assuming it is. But it's been mentioned before on the show. Remember that Wowhead has the database where you can always check to see what quests offer what white rewards. Wow, that's a tongue twister.
That is.
And how much like DPS or armor they give you, because they have like, it has this nice little like sliding bar that you can adjust to the character level. It goes all the way up to 120, but unless it's a piece of loot from Azimuth Isle that's white, it's a non-factor. It all caps at item of like 61. But hopefully Rusty finds that answer helpful.
Yes. And, you know, that's one of the things that Blizzard hasn't changed is vendor for plate gear under 45. Like, that's still stock standard. But, yeah, you know, the options are that you can go back and do some, you know, these quests that will give you gear that will scale up, because scaling now is, you know, right across with the you know, with the vanilla zones and all that kind of thing. So there are ways that you can get a bit of gear, definitely.
What were you gonna say? Yeah, but if we're talking specifically about vendor purchase pieces of equipment, as a warrior or paladin, you will be using mail until you hit 45, at which point you can get your plate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But yes, the WoWhead database, learn it, live it, love it.
Yes. Yes, and if you are not sure on how to do that, if you're in Discord, please just ask. You know, it's one of those things for a lot of people that don't utilize those kinds of things. Let us know and we can help with that. Now, I know, Fair, that you did mention about this tip of the week before, but I would really, really, really love for you to give it again, because I think it's a really, really important tip, especially for those of us doing archaeology. So I think it's good to bring this again for us to remember these things. So can you do this tip again for me? Because I love this tip.
Okay, sure. Mm. This is for archaeologists, especially those who are just kind of getting started with it. Use elevation. The terrain, any ruins, buildings, stand on the roof, land there, whatever. Use it as a landing point to get your bearings, survey, and see which way to move. Especially if you're a pacifist and really don't want to dive into a bunch of mobs if you don't have to. Mm-hmm. See where you can land, kind of in the right direction, at least, before you survey again to try to get closer. Sometimes I do that 2 or 3 times from rooftops, trying to zoom in on where I want to be if it's a big site. You can survey
like
for the safety of that. Yeah, yeah, kind of like that, yeah. And you're safe up there, so be safe as long as you can, and then risk it when you have to.
Yep. No, I think that's a really good point, so... Again, thank you, because I must admit, I wasn't really using it as a, you know, like as a dig. It was more like perch up, watch everything. Completely forgot that you can actually do your surveying. So, you know, my bad for forgetting that.
Yeah, jump on them.
Jump on them, exactly. So that's a really good one. Execute, any tips that you can think of just that you want to throw out there before I get to Fez got a question?
Rexar is stupid.
That's not a tip. Thank you, though.
I have nothing. I have nothing. Sorry.
No worries. All right, Fair. Now, I know that you've got a question, so you... Hit us. Yeah.
Okay. Hit us with the question. On my OneNote archaeology question from my Archie show here. This is a question for everybody. Does anyone know any secrets for getting Tolvir dig sites to appear? Those are the ones in Uldum. My working man currently, the current one, is level 106 in archaeology, and has never had a single dig site there. This is unusual for me. My other pacifists have all had no problem getting those sites. I mean, I even got the Vial of the Sands once. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what's with this one. I've tried a couple of suggestions I've seen online, but nothing has worked. One online suggestion said, make sure you try to have 4 different races represented in your possible dig sites, or if you get a duplicate, then just do one of those. It doesn't work. It does not work.
Yeah,
I get everything else. I get other Kata sites, so it's nothing to do with Kata. So, any help? It's probably random number generation that really hates me.
RNG's a bitch.
I just like Ogham sites. Yeah. They're convenient and easy.
I remember doing Ogham when I was hunting for not the mount, for the pet, for the hand. And that took me, I know I've got the stats somewhere how many dig sites of Ogham that took to get that pet, but I know they did not pop up a lot. And I'm going way back, like when archaeology first came in, I did a lot of digging, so I'm not sure. I was very sporadic back then. I'd be, you know, be constantly doing Night Elf and Troll and like everything else, and then finally be like, oh, finally one down here. But that seemed to happen, I don't know, maybe one every 10 to 15 dig sites. Like it was,
yeah, I'm just surprised to have zero. None.
Yeah, so I don't know, but you know what, that's maybe someone might have some answers out there, and they can certainly let us know either in Discord or send in an email to the show.
Much appreciate it.
If you've got some clues or any other tips or as to archaeology for a working man or a pacifist, that would be fantastic. We will explore and see if anyone's got any other information. You didn't ask five didn't have any.
I think I did ask five, yeah.
Okay, and he didn't have any answers on
pretty
that?
Pretty sure I did in game, okay. But I don't remember. I've talked to people.
Okay, all right. There. You know, five's got a lot of knowledge, so, you know, I think that maybe he might. I don't know if Zaya might. I don't know. I know he's in the chat room, but as to if he might know these things, anyway, we'll see. Throw the question out there, guys, so if you've got any suggestions, please let us know. All right, and we'll see if we get an answer from the chat room. Other than that, I think it is time to... Oh, Zaya's not big Arky. Why was I thinking you were big Arky, Zaya? Don't know. Maybe we'll see. Check with Five. Double check with him. Okay, I think it's time to wrap the show up. We've been very busy today, and it's that time again. So you know what? We are going to say a big thank you, and I'm going to leave this up to Execute this week to do. So can you please do the Iron Elite thank yous for me?
Sure can. Thank yous goes out to Aleandris, Azzy, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Shoopla, Crash Landing 99, I'm not doing it. Dave the Hunter, myself, LB, Fair, Fraz, I should say, Gaston, Grant Nagus, K-Vamp, Chris W, Lissan, Martin, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Miggy?
Miggy,
okay. Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Return of the Mac, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, I'm not doing that either. Help, how do you pronounce this?
Tully Bardane. Yes.
Thank you. Alminia, Winema, Zaya, and Zortz.
Thank you. And again, to our Iron Elites, thank you so much for all of the help, the donations to help run the website. And for anyone who is interested, please pop over to the website where you will find the supporters page, and you can certainly add to that. From myself, Stone, and Stir, I'd like to say, as always, a huge thank you to our wonderful mods for all of the things that you guys do, both here, in-game, in the websites, on Discord. We always appreciate. So thank you so very much. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz, thank you. Big hearts all around to you guys. To Alminia, again, for doing all of the work on the website. I know he's been busy this weekend with adding some things, fixing things. So, Alminia, thank you so much for everything that you do. And to everyone here in the chat room, guys, thank you. I'm looking over here because that's where the chat room is. But to everyone there, for everyone listening at home, thank you so much for being here and for supporting and listening to us. Now, we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, March 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern or 9 a.m. later time on a Sunday because it's moved forward. It's moved forward for me. But yeah, just always remember 7 p.m. Eastern is showtime. Okay. Next week, and she is in the chat room, we're going to be talking to Mrs. Rakgu. So super excited about that. Yes, just remember. I will get in contact with you shortly. So thank you. We're very excited about that. But again, today, thank you, Fair, so much for being here, for all the amazing information. And we do really appreciate it. So thank you
for inviting me. Yeah.
Oh,
always glad to be here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have a chat and to catch up with you. So can you tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, the best way is on Discord. I'm Fair, sometimes also called Muriel. Mm-hmm. Depends on the nickname it's used. I don't really have other social media accounts, but you can find me in game on Wormrest Accord, Alliance Guild, or on the Alliance Guild on Bloodsail Buccaneers and Classic.
That's it. That's exactly right. And you are busy over on Classic there as well, which is fantastic.
I do stop in there quite a few times, mostly in the evening.
Yes. And yeah,
Pacific time, North America.
I think you'd also said that sometimes when your ISP is playing up, it's better to get off retail and pop over to Classic.
Sure.
And yeah, which has been a bit. Did I still have, am I supposed to be getting you on the 29th, Mrs. Rakgu? Okay. Anyway, you are next week. Thank you. Jeez, she just scared the bejeebus out of me. I was like, what? Did I get that wrong? But anyway, yes, you will be here next week, Mrs. Rakgu, which is fantastic. Okay, so for the website, don't forget, pop over to wowchallenges.com. You will find all the information for our Discord, our Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. And don't forget, if you want to download the episode, check out Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to contact the show, please send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Now, Execute, thank you so much for co-hosting with me this week. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, sure. You can email me at rexarisapieceofgarbage@orgrimmarsucks.com. Nah, I kid. You can email me at execute@gmail.com. My Discord is execute#7777. Or you can tweet me at @TheRealExecute because some bastard stole my name.
That's true. All right. Thank you so much for that. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter. I am @LetaWow, which is LETAWOW. And you can find me chatting to Stone and I chatting over on another podcast we do, which is Adventures in Azeroth. Other than that, I'd like to say the final big thank you. So Execute, can you do those, please?
Yep. We need to do a big thank you to Mark Conan on the intro. You can find him on Twitter @MarkConanWow. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter @Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly. Again, thank you guys for those wonderful intros and outros. Love them. One of my most favorite things. So thanks, guys, for that. All right, chat room. I think that is it. Again, good luck, Fair, this week on your Working Man and your passies and your tunes that you're playing. So again, thank you for being here this week. We greatly appreciate it. And thank you for letting us pick your brain on, sorry, dig your brain on all things archaeology. Yes, dig those things
thanks
out of your brain.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for everyone for listening.
Thank you, and again, thank you, Execute, for being here.
Both of you, honestly.
Thanks. Other than that, we will say good luck, everyone. Have a fantastic week. please stay safe, both in and out of game, and we will catch you next week. All right, guys, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Send toilet paper.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.